Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and good morning. This is Marcia, Dr. Cupertino. And it's not that early here, and so my voice is starting, you know, all chip and all that. It is still a little hazy from yesterday and, of course, last night here in so-called sunny California. But I welcome you to the Global Vision for Living Today show. You know, every week we make a big attempt to bring on Dr. William Harrison, because Dr. Harrison is the integral part of our show. You know, he's a very wise man, and he's always coming up with some ideas that most of us have not even thought about when it comes to helping the human condition. But who will caravan for God, part two? We had a lively discussion last Saturday, and now here we are again. Now, if people want to know how they can caravan for God, like others are marching and they're racing and they're crawling and they're running and they're doing everything else for whatever cause they deem necessary, we want you to be able to learn how you can join the International Platform for Peace USA Division for their Who Will Caravan for God Across America endeavor. Now, the Middle East, China, and other countries are welcome to Caravan for Peace, you know, to their prospective meeting designations. But right here in America, we're going to call on you and anyone you know, and especially those who love God and peace and family values. We want them aboard, but we first want them to come on in this morning and be a part of the discussion in the latest mission of the International Platform for Peace, USA Division. All right, Colonel Harrison, I see you made it to your post and your point of activity on Saturday mornings. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm fine, Dr. Cupertino, listening audience. Thank you for inviting me. All is well, other than moving into the fall of the year where it's a little cool on the East Coast. All is well, and good to be on the talk show again to try to give some insight to help our listeners.
Oh, thank you very much. Well, I want to let you know, cool or hot, you guys are on a mission. But I want to backtrack for just a second and thank you for allowing me to be a part of the induction of new members for the International Platform for Peace. What was that about? And tell the listening audience, what happened on yesterday? Give us an idea of how fortunate the International Platform for Peace USA Division is and was, especially after yesterday.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Dr. Cupertino. The International Platform for Peace USA Division, of course, we're worldwide, but USA Division was formed back in 2006, certainly by our founder and organizer, Dr. Marcia Cupertino, and the organization is basically advocating for peace, faith, and family, because, you know, there's a lot of upheaval, there's a lot of chaos, there's a lot of confusion, disturbance, even as we speak and approach our national election and throughout the world, the Middle East and so forth. So the International Platform Peace was founded to bring about attracting people, ambassadors who will go forth and speak to community leaders, city officials, state officials, and congressional officials here in Washington, D.C., and present ideas to them of how we can bring about peace and tranquility throughout the United States, and the United States continuing to be a leader throughout the world. So we inducted five new ministerial ambassadors to the International Platform Peace Board, and I ministered oath of office, and it was a very good service, good installation, and it was via Zoom, and some of the members on the West Coast and others on the East Coast. So it was just very, very good, very orderly, very encouraging, and we welcome our new members to the Board of the International Platform for Peace. Thank you.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Okay, well, you know what? I see here where the website, www.ipforpeace.org, It's very beautiful. It's very colorful. Now, I'm looking at on this website, the actual platform for peace. It has the actual breakdown. Now, were these people inducted to a board, or were they inducted to come on board as members of the International Platform for Peace? Because there is two different ways and means to become a part of this Platform for Peace, and I'm looking at it now. So are these, I heard you mention board, so these aren't board members. They came on as members and ambassadors of peace into the platform. Can you correct us on that? Maybe I heard wrong.
Yes, no, that, right. I said members, but I apologize. They were inducted and sworn in as board members of the International Platform for Peace, and so they have comments. They have access. Mm-hmm. They have a vote in regards to the liberation pertaining to peace initiative and movements that the International Platform for Peace board will advocate and promote moving forward.
Oh, okay, okay. So they weren't sworn in. They were inducted in. When is their swearing-in ceremony? Would you happen to have that information? I don't see it here on the site. And I guess whoever's working on the site will be doing their baiting. So they will be sworn in sometime in January. This is news that I heard through our
January.
Deadline. So
yes.
They aren't sworn
January.
In now.
Yes, January 2020 at the January 2020 at the Revival for Fire, the Revival for Fire that's scheduled to be held in Los Angeles, California, January of 2021. The date will be forthcoming.
Oh, great. Well, why should the common man and the common woman be interested in this Platform for Peace? I see you guys also have planned a event, and it's entitled Who Will Caravan for God? You know, people are traveling across the country with their mission statement on their shoulders, and they're going about to establish some kind of decorum on how they think Americans should live in America and what they should be doing at the voting polls and who they want to see next year govern America. There's only one great governor of the sky, and of course we, and I know you, through your Platform for Peace, you look for that guy. But you're planning a caravan for God. And that's also going to be, I guess, in the spring of this coming year, caravan leaving a specific point and going all across America. I know I heard one of your constituents talk about Route 66 and tweeting every city and town they're in for people to come out and meet and greet, and then they're going to caravan from the West Coast to the East Coast, or either from the East Coast to the West Coast. How excited is the Platform for Peace about this Caravan for God effort that you guys have on the books? How excited is everybody known to you and your division?
We're very excited about it, Dr. Capitino, listening audience, because we want to go back to some of the things of all that work. There's a saying that what is old is now new. What is new has been old and has been before. We want to revisit peace initiative, pulling people together, organizing people, mobilizing people, bringing them together in fellowship, so that the cause of peace will be promoted, be projected, and be manifested. And peace has to really begin within oneself and make sure that they are at peace with oneself, the way they're situated, how they're living their lives, what's going on in their personal lives, then peace and family after that. Then we look at helping to promote peace in our neighborhoods, and then from the neighborhood beyond, in the town or the cities, wherever we live. When we live in peace, we live a better quality of life. And without peace, then there's chaos, and everyone is tense, fearful, on edge, and so forth. So the Platform for Peace is we start with the grassroots movement within the family, and then we move outward.
And the family. Well, that certainly sounds godly to me. But what about this clarion call also across the globe, not just nationwide, not just regarding America, but there's a saying from the presidential chambers to city hall chambers and, of course, the governor chambers. There's a general consensus that no one wants peace. They don't want it. They claim it hasn't done any good. The ones that are supposed to be in charge of promoting peace ain't no good, haven't ever been any good. I mean, people are saying that they've gotten more done with chaos than they ever could have gotten done talking about peace. How truthful is that?
Well, without peace, it's either peace or perish. And if we look at peace from an international scope and beyond about borders of the United States, we must live in peace. We were created and designed to live in peace. I'm mindful of the fact that with the infiltration of nuclear weaponry and all of that kind of stuff, we can destroy each other at the push of a button. The leaders, presidents of companies, countries, prime ministers of countries, and so forth and the like. And it's so much easier for us to live in peace by understanding that we want a better quality of life. We want to be safe in our homes. There are those who want education, good jobs, income to support family, buy homes, whatever it is, things of necessity that we need. And even though we might be from different backgrounds and nationalities and speak different languages and all those kinds of things in different parts of the world, the common denominator between all races is having peace. Peace, decorum, safety, so that I won't have to worry about the safety of myself, my family, my children, my grandchildren, so for my community. So we all, the Asley Brothers, as I finish my comments, the Rhythm and Blues Group in Northern New Jersey recorded a hit song. And one of the lyrics of the song says, "I may not be the one you want, but I know I'm the one you need. Peace may not be what we want, but it is what we need."
Oh, my God, that is fantastic. Can you say that again, Colonel Harrison? What was that phrase?
I may not be the one you want, but I know I'm the one you need. It's the same with peace. Peace may not be that which we want, but it is that which we need.
Wow. Okay. I love it. You know what? I wrote that down. I'm going to use that. Let me ask you this. You know, that sounded great, what you just said. But there's no movement. You're welcome, sir. There's no movement presently on the ground or anywhere else in the universe that is talking about peace is the way. We got to have peace. We're going to work for peace. We're marching for peace. We are going about to establish our own without the auspices of peace. You don't hear that. You don't hear people out there, even the newscasters. That's not a word you even hear coming out of their mouth to describe what should happen next after chaotic moments here in our nation. You don't hear it. You don't see it scrolling across the screen. You don't hear anything after President Trump, I think it was the beginning of last month, where he met with Zonini and some others out of Korea. And I think it was about 4 or 5. He was all there flashing him on the news. And, you know, they had this look like a proclamation. And he was, talking. I love him. He was talking and boasting about, we have this new peace marvel here. And this is what we're going to do, and this is what we're not going to do. You don't hear anything about it. It flashed, I think, for a day. And then you didn't hear any more anything about those 4 or 5 men standing there proclaiming peace coming out of their portal that will benefit not only their nation, but, you know, the entire globe. You don't hear that. It appears, and I've heard this, that no one wants peace. They would rather have a one-sided justice message than talk about peace that will enter the heart of the young man, woman, the elderly, everyone walking, proclaiming that there is a creator. I know it. I can't see him, but I can feel him in my dream. What's the problem? You don't see anyone talking about peace as a whole. But I understand your international platform for peace was conceived 5 years ago, practically four. If you go on that website and look around, you see things that they have done starting in 2016, and now look at the world. So that peace movement that you guys started, and, of course, the acronym for the International Platform for Peace, how effective has that been since the inception at making an attempt to tell a lot of evil on earth? What have you guys done in the last 4 years in that effort?
Doctor, we had mobilized a international peace march within the United States and abroad. It entails some, 40-some-odd countries, including the United States, and it was done simultaneously in January 4 years ago. It was called the International March for Peace, and there were those countries and people in those countries that embraced it, and we marched according to our time zones and so forth, and there was a tremendous support for that. It was embraced. Proclamations were given by different state governors and so forth in support of that. And so that was a success. Now, let me carry us back and bring us forward. The problem we have today is that there are people in leadership positions. We can't depend on the politicians, because a politician's agenda sometimes is a people agenda, sometimes a politician agenda. People have to depend on themselves. We are a brother's keeper. We are to look out for our neighborhood. Now, let me take you back 2,000 years, because those of us who believe in God, believe that God has a son named Jesus, 2,000 years ago, sent into the world to proclaim peace, goodwill, peace on earth and goodwill toward all men. We have moved away from that. We've forgotten about that. We decided to start doing our own thing, doing every man doing as he and woman thought purpose in their heart was right. And so we have strayed from that which was the foundation brought forth into the earth, from heaven to earth. And so now we have chaos, because we have people with egos in leadership positions, some not in leadership positions, doing foolish things that's not in the best interest of the people. And so we have deviated from the anchor, from the cornerstone, which is peace on earth, goodwill toward men, that was brought into the world 2,000 years ago as a model for us to live by and for us to promote and for us to teach to our children. So we've moved away from that, and as a result, we have chaos, because everyone want to do what they want to do that they think is right in their own eyes.
Oh, my God, that sounds scary, because, you know, you have a lot of people running around with or without a degree saying that, you know, I'm Jogo, I'm this, I'm that, listen to me, this is the way, this is the way. But I just got someone that has, I'm getting a lot of clicks, you know, and also phone calls, because one of them is saying that I want to correct Dr. Harrison. Colonel Harrison, and it's a gentleman saying that he read something in Matthew that says that Jesus himself said that, think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword, for I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. And a man's foes shall be they of his own household. Now, he's talking about read the whole chapter. I won't mention the name. Can you clarify that? Because it appears that Jesus is saying, I didn't come to bring peace. I came to, and it says here, I read it years ago, but now I'm reading it again. But a sword, he says, I didn't come to bring peace. Please clarify that, because your platform for peace is one that is set in order according to your mission and your vision statement when you open that site up. So let's kind of get the, let's set this record straight, because you mentioned 2,000 years ago, well, here it is. He's saying that he didn't come to bring or send peace on earth. He said, I didn't come for that, but a sword. That's scary. What was Jesus talking about then?
Okay, Doc, that is a different text coming from a different chapter and book of the Bible. I'm speaking of Jesus' immaculate conception, his birth. I'm speaking of that text. And so the other text that the gentleman is referring to, the text that I'm speaking of in the Bible, out of context. Speaking of Jesus' immaculate birth of a virgin, I'm speaking of the fact that the angels were singing in heaven, glory to God in heaven, peace on earth, goodwill toward men. That's what that text says
that
pertains to Jesus' birth. I'm not talking about the text later when Jesus said, I came to not to bring peace, but a sword. That's a different text. That's a different context. Let's stay with the text that I'm speaking of and not my text. My comments out of context.
Okay, we're not going to take them out of context, but talk to us about what he meant then, because you're right. The angels did, you know, come around there, you know, shepherds, you know, they saw the star, and they proclaimed that over the birth of Jesus Christ himself. That was them talking. So you're saying that you're saying what they said, but then let's go to the man Jesus. The man Jesus said that I didn't come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. Now you clarify that. Clarify this. What did Jesus mean when he said that he did not come to earth to bring peace? What did he mean by that? I'm interested in that too. What did he mean by that?
Okay, that takes away from peace that I was speaking of, but the context of whatever that gentleman, whomever he may be, is referring to is a different context. And simply Jesus was simply saying that he is coming to the world. Those that will accept him, those that will embrace him, would be saved. Those that won't will be destroyed. And sometimes it will be within the family. Our family and family members will turn against each other and be at odds with each other. And so that division within the families that are at odds with each other, doesn't want to accept the doctrines and the teachings of the fact that Jesus Christ is the Son of the true and living God, they're going to be at odds with each other. They will destroy each other, and a house divided cannot stand. So Jesus was saying that those that accept him, they will have unity. They'll become part of the body of Christ, and they'll be as one. That those who don't, they will destroy themselves. And eventually, when they do, then we'll move into other teachings of the Bible and so forth and so on. So in essence, that's what this reference is in regards to the second context.
Okay, because you're also a pastor and you have that responsibility of teaching the flock. All right, but the question was, what did he mean when he said that I have come not? And we don't have a lot of time, sir, so we'll probably have to get back on this, or either we'll send an email confirmation on what the theologians and, of course, Colonel State Bacon. But Jesus said that he didn't come to bring peace on earth. Can you talk just on that subject right there? He said, Jesus said in Matthew 10:34, and we're not going to spend a lot of time on it, but I think if we don't know the answer, that's one thing, and I know you do. But when he said, and I'm sticking here because we got the dashboard is lit up. I guess people really want to know the answer to this. When he said, "Think not that I am come to send peace on earth," I'm not. I came not to send peace. This is the King James version. Think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. So if he says himself that he came not to bring peace. We know he came as a savior to bring salvation, but he said, I didn't come here to establish peace on earth. How can we understand that? I know you mentioned about the, you know, peace in the home and all of that, but that this statement that he said, I think that's what we want to get a little bit more clarification on. He said, "I did not come to bring peace on earth." What did he mean by that, Colonel Harris?
Okay, I thought I answered it, but let me say it briefly again. Jesus, that's a different text. Jesus, let me, please, Doc. Jesus was saying, in this text, he's not referring to peace. He's referring to sword. He's referring to those that are not believing in his virgin birth, not believing in he's Jesus the Christ, the Son of God. So he's saying that those that don't believe will be at odds with each other, and they will destroy each other eventually. And so the sword would be in their house, the same as a soldier would come on sword and kill the enemies or whatever. They would turn against each other. But those who align themselves with Christ, align themselves with Christ in the teaching, believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, they would embrace and become a part of the body of Christ. Those who don't will be at odds, and the sword at their hands will be against each other. They eventually destroy each other. There'd be no unity, no happiness, and no peace among those people, and they would be cast out unless they repent of their sins. In essence, that's what he's saying in that text.
Oh, okay. So you guys, you heard that, and if you want to hear someone talking about the Zari and KJV commentary, but we don't have time to go with commentary, and just about everything said on this show, it says the Bible. If you go to the Blog Talk Radio station and you look up a keyword, you are right. It does say the Bible. As far as the source of our information. And, yes, someone is saying, well, what Bible? There's a lot of controversy going on, and I think that Colonel has answered that question to the best of his ability. Any of you that want to do more research, you can. Most of you, I guess, still have this pastor or someone that you can actually go to if you don't think that answer is something that you want, but I am reading it too. He says, "I didn't come to bring peace." And this is why it's so important to have not so much a commentary, but to have a pretty good background in the ministry and the Bible, because right now people are really, they're looking for answers. Those that are not throwing rocks and tearing up police stations, they're really looking for answers. And the majority of people feel that they really never have gotten them, or their places of worship would still be open. You know, everybody would be fighting. No, you're not going to shut down. You're not going to close this down. You're not going to have the liquor store open and the church is shut down. You aren't going to do it. But, you know, I'm glad that this question came up, because the International Platform for Peace is just that. The sharing of knowledge and doctrine and other elements of the human consciousness to even talk about not so much peace on earth, but to sustain peace. I don't want something I can't hang on to. I know I don't want anything, you know, for a year or two, and, you know, it's not about nothing. And I think that that's with all of us. Thank you so much for your questions, Colonel Harrison. This has just been wonderful. Now, let's talk. We have about 90 seconds left. What is going to happen again in January 2021?
There will be a revival for fire held in Los Angeles, California, by the International Platform for Peace. And the newly installed and ministerial ambassadors will be there. They'll be introduced, and there will be preachers speaking, and there will be more information for those who are seeking and craving information regarding peace and the Bible and biblical studies and principles and so forth. We'll have an opportunity to impart some information to them at that time. So thank you.
Oh, thank you very much, Colonel Harrison. You've been listening to Reverend Colonel William Harrison, pastor of the Second Union Baptist Church in Washington, D.C. And again, the website for the International Platform for Peace is www.ip4peace.org. And we really want you to join in for the caravan across You'll hear more information about that on the next show. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to the Global Vision for Living Today. Have a great weekend.